Let's play a game. Try and name the play I am about to describe. A rich sweetheart of an alcoholic is about to be committed to an insane asylum because he claims that his best friend is a giant 6-foot-tall rabbit wearing a bow tie and a hat with holes cut out for the ears. Know the play? Of course you do. It's Harvey. And here's my next question. Of those of you who correctly named the 1944 Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy by Mary Chase, how many of you have ever actually seen it on stage? My guess is not many. Harvey is just one of those plays that almost everyone has heard of, but few have ever actually seen. That's not the case when it first appeared toward the end of World War II, running on Broadway for over 5 years straight. It was made into an Oscar-winning film starring Jimmy Stewart, and it's that version that most people might have stumbled across on cable TV. But it was Stewart's indelible portrayal of Elwood Dowd that turned Harvey into a pop cultural icon of nonconformist optimism and genial human kindness, referenced in countless movies and TV shows from Field of Dreams to Who Killed Roger Rabbit to Donnie Darko. But it all started with the play, which Ross Valley Players in Ross is currently staging in a production that shows exactly why audiences were so taken with Harvey 7 decades ago. In the same way that Harvey, the invisible rabbit, can charm his way into the lives of people he likes without necessarily being real, Harvey the play is a delightful evening of theater, even if the production is not particularly solid. As Elwood, Steve Price is the highlight, giving an uncannily spot-on imitation of James Stewart with the same vocal timbre and steady, soft acting style, while still bringing a bit of his own interpretation to the role of Elwood. Elwood is the kind of guy who likes everybody, casually inviting cab drivers and telephone marketers over for dinner, the sort who loves nothing more than hanging out in bars with his invisible friend, enjoying the company of his fellow human beings. So, of course, his family wants him committed. His status-seeking sister Vita, played with over-the-top befuddlement by Pamela Chiachetti, is still angry that her father left his house and fortune to Elwood. Only by having him committed and out of the way of her attempts to marry off her daughter Myrtle May, played by Robin Gran, can she gain control of the fortune and her freedom from Harvey. As Dr. Chumley, the head of a local mental hospital, Norman Hall is another highlight, chewing the scenery with exactly the right sense of balance. The rest of the cast is fine, but mostly cartoonish and over the top, missing plenty of opportunities to capitalize on the brilliance and subtlety of Mary Chase's script. Still, the story works, and the cast is clearly having a good, infectious time bringing Harvey to life in all his invisible, amiably subversive glory. Harvey runs Thursday through Sunday through December 15th at Ross Valley Players, rossvalleyplayers.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center, for KRCB.